Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry College. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I think are extra special and occasionally put in something a little odd or reading a joke, a story, and I call those odd things Wombats. And that's where I get my title, Wombats and Music. And I have one thing tonight that I'm going to designate as a wombat. But mostly I have a lot of music, much of it new. The first song is new to me. It's Listen to the Radio with Molly Tuttle and Bill Strings. Both of them, but especially Molly Tuttle, are new to me. And I'm running into the Baden-Meinhof phenomenon. That is, when you learn something new or hear something for the first time, you find it's just all around you. It seems to be turning up a lot. And that's certainly true of Molly Tuttle. Listen to the radio. Of course, that appeals to me because I'm a DJ with a radio show, this show. Billy Strings has recently become famous as one of the best guitarists in the world. And Molly Tuttle is up for the best bluegrass guitarist in the U.S. So they're both master guitar players. And if you listen closely, you can kind of pick out the two guitars. And I try and watch the exchange between them, the weaving of the two guitars and going back and forth, who's doing lead. It's mostly in my imagination, but it adds to it. Wonderful guitar work in here. So this is Molly Tuttle and Billy Strings singing Listen to the Radio.
I am leaving Mississippi in the evening rain. These Delta towns with satin gowns in the high beam frame. Loretta Lynn guides my hand through the radio. Where would I be in times like these without the songs Loretta wrote? When you can't find a friend, you still got the radio. When you can't find a friend, you still got the radio. The radio, listen to the radio. The radio. Good old boy in Tennessee. Now he's sitting on the sofa looking for his supper, wondering what's become of me. I've got a 0018 Martin guitar in the backseat of my car. Hey, I'm leaving Mississippi with the radio on. When you can't find a friend, you still got the radio. When you can't find a friend, you still got the radio. Radio, listen to the radio. The radio, listen to the radio. The radio, listen to the radio. The radio. Smell the poncho train, I hear silver wings, and away Merle Haggard flies. That good old boy will find a band of gold on the stereo. But then my mama's gonna call and say where she's gone. I say down the road with the radio on. When you can't find a friend, you still got the radio. When you can't find a friend, you still got the radio. The radio. Listen to the radio. The radio. down the road you go.
Last song was Listen to the Radio by Molly Tuttle and Billy Strings. Next up is Mary Danced with Soldiers by the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band and Emmy Lou Harris. It's kind of a sad story, but worth listening to. So here is Mary Danced with Soldiers. You just heard Mary Dance with Soldiers by Emmy Lou Harris and the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. Going to an old-timey one here, this is Earth Angel from 1954, performed by the Penguins, big hit that year. There were later covers of it, one by the Crew Cuts that did even better, but this was the first one to come out and the one I remember most. This is Earth Angel by the Penguins.
Darling dear, love you all the time. I'm just a fool in love with you. Earth angel, the one I adore. Love you forever and evermore. I'm just a fool, a fool in love with you. I fell for you and I knew the vision of your love, loveliness. I hoped and I pray that someday I'll be the vision of your happiness. Oh, oh, earth angel, earth angel, please be mine, my darling dear. Love you all the time. I'm just a fool, a fool in love with you.
I fell for you and I knew the vision of your loveliness. I hope and pray that someday that I'll be the vision of your happiness.
Oh, earth angel, please be mine, my darling dear. Love you all the time. I'm just a fool in love.
Earth Angel, sung by the Penguins. Next up is the Kennedys singing New Set of Wheels, and it's a metaphor for life, sort of giving me a slightly different perspective, how you turn life around and what it's like and some of the problems that occur anyway. New Set of Wheels by the Kennedys.
Well, I'm driving this same old road on a new set of wheels. Been all around the world, and I know how freedom feels. When you live it up every mile, you're gonna break down once in a while. You gotta wait for a tow in the flow of automobiles, till you're back on the same old road with a new set of wheels.
You just heard New Set of Wheels by the Kennedys. The next song is Lighthouse by the Waifs. I played a Waif song last week because of the harmonica solo. This is just a good song for other reasons, but there is a harmonica solo in the middle if you listen for it. This is Lighthouse by the Waifs. That was The Waifs singing Lighthouse. The next song is Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, sung by Elton John. Elton John and his musical partner, Bernie Taupin, write most of the songs that Elton John sings. I just looked them up. They split the royalties. Bernie Taupin gets half the royalties and all the sales. And his current net worth, Bernie Taupin, is $300 million. He's doing pretty well. Goodbye Yellow Brick Road came out in 1974. And it's, again, a metaphor song. It's partly based on the Wizard of Oz. And what I needed to say is that when we're young, we think there's a yellow brick road to follow and to stay within the lines and, you know, it'll take you where you want to go. As you grow older, it's goodbye, Yellow Brick Road. I'm on my own path now. And that's what this song's about. Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road by Elton John.
When are you gonna come down? When are you going to land? I should have stayed on the phone.
Yellow Brick Road by Elton John. Next up is pretty much a wombat. I had a teacher and a friend, Sheila K. Adams. She grew up near Asheville, still lives there, performs all over the U.S. and especially around Asheville. And I've been on maybe four different weeks where she was one of the performers and met her at numerous concerts. And I took a class from her on the banjo. And I recorded the lesson. So this is Sheila playing the banjo and singing a song during the lesson. And it gets back to my roots. This is the kind of music that really floats my boat. Here's Sheila K. Adams playing the banjo.
Thank you.
That was Sheila Kay Adams at a banjo class. And I believe the song was Liza Jane, a fairly well-known fiddle and banjo tune. Next up is a Lord Yester, sung by Jan Mayer. I often mention that I was active in a folk music club in the New York City area for about 26 years, I think, and met a lot of interesting people, a lot of talented people. No one from our club ever went on and became commercially successful. Some had CDs and some had occasional gigs, but none of them made a living at it. However, there were some very great talented musicians there, and I think the best female singer of all the people I knew in those 24 years was Jan Mayer, who's singing the next song. This song is called Lord Yester.
All my love has gone to flood and gray, to dance at Brinksome Lee. And ere the night will turn to day, he'll dance ne mair with me. Maybe he's gone to Israel, the freedom lands to sail. Or maybe he's gone to Bethlehem to find the golden bell. Oh, my love may come another day, for golden hours are few. Like broken dreams that melt away before noon. Maybe he's gone to Byzantine along the lonely trail. Or maybe he's gone to Palestine to find the Holy Grail. My love may gone, for honor bides with him who fights beneath the cross and crown. Maybe he's gone with James and John to fish by Galilee. Or maybe to dance at Brinksome Lee. And ere the night will turn to day, he'll dance ne mair with me.
You just heard Lord Yester, sung by Jan Mayer. M-A-I-E-R, Mayer. Next up is Keep On Working by David Lippmann. Our U.S. political system is badly polarized and also fragmented for other reasons. One of them is many people have become disillusioned with the government, with corporate America, with capitalism. I'm one of them. But the working man, the person who works an hourly job, he's been hit hardest, I think. And many of them are disillusioned and I don't know who to vote for. They don't want to vote for the traditional system, that's for sure, because it hasn't served them well. And this song describes one man's personal experience of not being served well by the system. This is Keep On Working by David Lippmann.
I was born in Indiana. I grew up in Kentucky. I don't know how I survived Chicago. I guess I just got lucky. My oldest brother went to war. Second one went to crime. Youngest went on welfare. And we're all doing time. I live in a factory, 8 hours every day. I risk my life, then I die of boredom. I worked for Ford for 16 years. Then I got laid off after the Vietnam War. We lost incentive. We used to be so proud, so patriotic, but now I wonder what for. Keep on working, yeah, that's what they told me. Later I found out somebody sold me. Keep on working, everything will be okay. You know, sometimes I'm thinking there's bound to be a better way. I used to go out and give some hell to the demonstrators. I used to go out and yell, why don't you all get a job? Then I got laid off. I went down to the food stamp office. Now I'm a welfare bum myself. They were shouting in the street. We were ripping off people overseas. Companies would pay a dollar a day for what they couldn't steal. I was paid all right. Yeah, they kept me on their side. And in my pride I said we're the best. That's how I feel. But now they're moving the factories. Yeah, they're moving them overseas. Cause there's so much competition and we're falling to our knees. Must be bad over there if it's like this over here. Now I can't even buy the things I've made for all these years. But they say keep on working. Yeah, that's what they told me. I found out somebody sold me. Keep on working, everything will be okay. But you know sometimes I'm thinking there's bound to be a better way. Yeah, the company hit the skids. There's been layoffs left and right. To throw away your work is such a waste. I've got feelings. Hell, I've even got expenses. I think it's a company that should be replaced. And to say I'm not trying, that I'm not even buying. The economy's dying and it's all because of me. When I was young, I learned that anyone can get ahead if somebody don't make it. It's cause they didn't try. I was told I had a place assured. Looks like they told me wrong. They were wrong about it. Still they lie.
That was Keep On Working by David Lippman. Next up is Bonnie Light Horseman by the Short Sisters. I particularly like this song. Takes me back to history. The Short Sisters, I'm pretty sure I saw them perform on one of the weeks I was at. They're not sisters, and they're not short, but they're wonderfully talented and do a lot of great harmony stuff. So this is the Short Sisters singing Bonnie Light Horseman.
When Bonnie commanded his armies to stand, he leveled his cannon right over the land. And he leveled his cannon, his victories to gain, and slew my light horseman on the road coming home. Broken-hearted I'll wander, broken-hearted I'll remain, since my Bonnie light horseman in the wars he was slain. I will dress in men's apparel, to the regiment I'll go, I'll be a brave soldier and fight all his foes. I would count it an honor if I could obtain to die on the field where my darling was slain. Broken-hearted I'll wander, broken-hearted I'll remain, since my Bonnie light horseman in the wars he was slain. Now if I was a small bird and had wings to fly, I'd fly all across the salt seas to where my love does lie. And with my fond wings I'd beat over his grave and kiss the pale lips that lie cold in the clay. Broken-hearted I'll wander, broken-hearted I'll remain, since my Bonnie light horseman in the wars he was slain. The dove she laments for her mate as she flies, oh, where, tell me, where is my darling, she cries. And where in this wide world is there one to compare with my Bonnie light horseman who was slain in the war? Broken-hearted I'll wander, broken-hearted I'll remain, since my Bonnie light horseman in the wars he was slain. Broken-hearted I'll wander, broken-hearted I'll remain, since my Bonnie light horseman in the wars he was slain.
You just heard the Short Sisters singing Bonnie Light Horseman. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory Henry College. And it's my chance to play for you music and occasionally put in something odd, which I call, the odd things I call Wombats. And that's where I get my title, Wombats and Music. The next thing is a wombat coming up. This is called This Sentence is False, sung by John Foster. And if it messes with your mind, if you listen closely and pay attention to what he's saying, at least for me, it kind of twisted my mind into a little knot. So that's why I call this a wombat. It will make you confused, or it can. Here you go. "This Sentence is False" by John Foster.
This sentence is false. This sentence is false. This sentence is false. But if this sentence is actually false, I see a problem. I do. Because it means what this sentence is saying is actually true. But if this sentence is actually true, when it has just said it's not, that just confirms that it is actually false. Is this messed up or what? This sentence is false.
That's so true.
This sentence is true.
But that's false.
This sentence is false. Something that's false, but strangely that's also true. Not to be flip, but that's a description of me and you. Dancing our on and off, ambivalent, exuberantly weird, paradoxical waltz. And pretty as it seems, all our body language screams, this sentence is false. This sentence is false. This sentence is false. This sentence is false. Did you have me at goodbye? You did and you didn't. Was it fun to make you cry? It was and it wasn't. Is it true that we both lie? It is and it isn't.
Yes, and it isn't.
Does that prove what we deny? It does and it doesn't.
Does and it doesn't.
You did and it didn't. It was and it wasn't. It is and it isn't. It does and it doesn't. So many questions, so little chance. Let's just shut up and dance. Because this sentence is false. But there's something about it that's true. This sentence only makes sense in the language of me and you. Did it kill us?
It did and it didn't.
Does it thrill us?
It does and it doesn't.
Is it worthless?
It is and it isn't.
What's it worth it?
It was and it wasn't.
It did and it didn't. It does and it doesn't. It is and it isn't. It was and it wasn't. This sentence is false, but to us it is equally true. It's the self-contradictory truth about me and you.
This sentence.
True.
This sentence.
True.
This sentence.
Yeah.
This sentence is false. That's what you just heard, sung by John Foster. Next up is "Watching the Apples Grow" by Stan Rogers. Stan Rogers was probably the most famous Canadian folk singer in my lifetime, and I've never saw him live, but I've heard so many of his songs, and I love his voice. In this one, he's singing sort of sounds like a traditional fiddle tune to the melody, "Watching the Apples Grow."
It's early up Ontario farm, chicken crow for day. I wish I grew Annapolis apples up above Fundy's Bay. Oh, it seems so far away. On the ridge above Acadia's town, to the valley down below, the evening shadow falls upon the families listening to the radio and watching the apples grow. Down on the farm, back among the family, away from a tear, I go. Hear the ladies singing to the men, dancing at heel and toe, and watching the apples grow. I've seen the place I'd rather be. Your scummy lakes in the city of Toronto don't do a damn thing for me. I'd rather live by the sea. I've watched the bees and geese go by, the fox foot in the snow. I've climbed the ridge of Gaspereau Mountain, looking to the valley below, and watching the apples grow. Down on the farm, back among the family, away from Ontario, hear the ladies singing to their men, dancing at heel and toe, and watching the apples grow. I said, down on the farm, back among the family, away from Ontario, hear the ladies singing to their men, dancing at heel and toe, and watching the apples grow.
That was Stan Rogers singing Watching the Apples Grow. The next two songs are by the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. The first one is Don't You Hear Jerusalem Moan.
Soul set free, don't you hear Jerusalem moan? It's a hard road to walk and a mighty long way, don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Jerusalem moan, don't you hear Jerusalem moan, don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Thank God there's a heaven and a ringing in my soul set free, don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Jerusalem moan. He's on a first name basis with the saints inside. Don't you hear Jerusalem moan?
Lord, Lord, Lord,
don't you hear Jerusalem moan?
Lord, Lord, Lord,
I can hear Jerusalem moan.
Lord, Lord, Lord,
hear it roar.
Lord, Lord, Lord,
don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Thank God there's a heaven and a soul set free, don't you hear Jerusalem moan?
Don't You Hear Jerusalem Moan by the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. And the next song is also by the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. These songs are from an album. About 30 years ago, I bought an album called Will the Circle Be Unbroken? And I recently discovered there are more new editions. So Will the Circle Be Unbroken 2 is out, and I bought it. And the next song is from that album. And it's called One Step Over the Line. But when they made the first album, and probably the second too, they would go out and get top artists to come in and join them. And for example, Emmylou Harris sang a song earlier that's off that album. This time, it just says Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, and they're singing One Step Over the Line.
Baby, don't apologize for taking me one step over the line. When I touch your secret skin, babe, I know it ain't no sin. I feel you starting to give in. Now let's go one step over the line.
You just heard One Step Over the Line by the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry College, FM 90.7, your college and community station. And if you'd like to email me, you can reach me at Harry, that's my first name, Harry at baya.net, baya.net. And I'd love to hear from you. I want to give a shout out to my fiddle teachers, Joy Patton. Joy, if you're still around, or if anybody knows Joy, please tell her Harry Baya says hello. And the same for Sam Gobble, although I can't reach him. He may have moved away or moved on in some other way. So, it's now time to end the show, and I have a kind of traditional way of doing that. I ask everybody to join me in something. I call it audience participation time. And the time is now. So I'm going to ask you to join me. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.